Classic cars of all shapes, sizes, and models filled the parking lot at Bruce's Country Market on Monday for the store's first-ever show and shine. About 30 vehicles were located around the store for car enthusiasts to admire, with more classic cars arriving during the four-hour event on July 7. Ernie Dakin, who thought the turnout was great for the car show, was there with his made in the UK 1980 Triumph TR7. The vehicle has two carburetors and contains something called a splashbot, so you have to check the oil in the engine and you also have to check the oil in the carburetors, said Dakin. Only the British, he laughed. It's fun. She's been good, seeping a little bit into it every time so my wife doesn't know how much it's costing us, chuckled Dakin. Maple Ridge Ed Swanson, the owner of a 1955 First Series Chevy pickup, noted his vehicle was the last in the series with that particular body style. He has owned the vehicle for a decade. His mechanic, George Perkin, noted that 1986 was the last year for carburetors before fuel injectors took their place. He said he enjoys working on Swanson's vehicle. Easy, piece of cake, he exclaimed, saying Chevrolets are his favorite vehicles to work on. Because they're simple engines, he said, noting he owns two classic cars himself, a 1955 Chevrolet and Pontiac.